Good evening, everyone. This is the Vicki Ford Show. It is so good to be with you this Monday evening. I miss you when I'm not on, so it's just a pleasure. I hope to be taking some of your calls tonight, and I really want to talk tonight about a very incredible experience that I just had, and I have chosen to focus my spiritual practice on this aspect of healing because I have seen the effects that it's had on several people, and it's been something that I haven't experienced this lifetime. It is called soul retrieval. And I know the first time that when you hear about that, you say, oh my goodness, that's the shaman way of doing it. And that's most everyone that I know of, and even myself. That was the only soul retrieval that I was aware of. But even before we get to the aspects of soul retrieval, I want to talk to you a little bit about what it is, because so many times when we think of spiritual healing, we think of hands-on healings where we get something in our emotional body, mind, or spirit parts of us to be healed, and they're very powerful healings, and actually all healings can be very, very powerful as long as the energies are protected, you're in a high attunement, because you really want to make sure when you're working with someone. And I always say that discernment is very important, because it's very, very vital for you to be able to trust the person that you're with, but also know that they're working in the highest realms, which takes a lot of dedication on a healer's part, and it also takes a lot of training. And it isn't just training, but it's dedication and getting the right kind of training so that they really understand the whole process of how the world works, in essence. And so you typically don't learn this, you know, in a weekend. And in all fairness to those that are weekend healers, I commend you, because we are all light workers on this planet and we all are needed. It is just very important in soul retrieval to recover those parts of yourself that you feel that you lost or don't know where they are. And people would say, well, I'm just fine. You know, I have my soul. I mean, I'm walking around. I have to have my soul. And I say, well, not necessarily. And actually, the idea of soul retrieval began in very ancient practices. The American Indians would do soul retrieval in communities and groups in the drumming ceremonies. And, you know, then you would have, just say, a shaman who would go to the past or into other realities. And that shaman or a healer would find the parts of that person that would be missing and invite them back. Now, I want to just share something with you, because you say, well, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense, because how in the world can you lose your soul? Well, you know, most people will continue in their life saying, well, you know, they feel like a little bit of them is gone, but they don't know what happened to them. You know, they changed a little bit, or they'll say something like, I tell you how I always know if somebody really needs it. Well, once you can sense it, if a person feels scattered and is not very focused in their life, they get a sense of security. Let's just say they might say something like, I gave my heart away, or he stole my heart, or I lost my innocence back then, and, you know, I felt lost after that experience, or when my family left or passed away, I never was the same. Some people feel like they just want to, you know, cross over at that point. They don't feel that they're youthful anymore. They don't have their strength. And basically, that lets you know, and most people can benefit. I mean, I have to say, overall, most people can benefit from a soul retrieval. There's no doubt. Most people can benefit from one. And there are other people, and I will give you very specific examples of those that will probably not ever do the greatness that they could do if you know, they don't have a soul retrieval, such as if you have ever had early childhood trauma or a lot of drama in your life, families that created a lot of upset or stirred up life a lot. Those kinds of folks do best with soul retrieval. And let's say that you were in any way abused as a child, most definitely, because let me explain. When a child or, well, I'm going to use a child for right now. When a child, very young, has a very traumatic experience, whether it's abuse of any kind, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's traumatic to that child, they don't want to be here anymore, so they just go off and leave. At that point, a soul retrieval is occurring. Another, well, it's not occurring, it's needed. It's like the soul, fragments of the soul leave to protect that child. So if there's a very traumatic experience in that child's life, then they're like trying to escape the situation. That's the only way they can feel like they can survive. And at that point in time, those traumatic incidences are intertwined with the loss of the soul part. So let's say a traumatic incident might have forced the person to split up and might keep that person from feeling whole again. And it's quite typical that part of the person leaves during that kind of incident. Now, another type of incident is a lot of surgeries where you have a lot of medicine that you're going out completely out when you're in surgery. Those kinds of situations can bring a need for a soul retrieval. And what you can typically find is, and I'll give you a very good example of some of the issues that happened in my life. I had, several traumas that occurred. And as I progressed through life, I became less of who I, well, I almost didn't even know who I was. And I became less and less able to manifest, feeling that life in me. It makes you sort of feel like that there's no hope. That you don't really, you get so scattered, and you can always tell. Like when I go to court, there's it's always a way of spotting those who, well, they can't look you in the eye. A lot of times, they go from one subject to the other. You get exhausted when you're with them because they can't stay focused on any aspect. Because you've got to remember, they're looking for their energies all the time. I mean, they're constantly saying, "Where am I? What am I doing? What's supposed to be happening now?" Because their soul, their true, all the parts of their soul are missing. So, and then another aspect of soul retrieval, which is very extremely vital, is that when someone is in a situation, a cult, for example, or any kind of time where they are under or not aware, heavy drugs, heavy alcohol use, heavy any kind of drug, whether it's legal or not, even prescription drugs if it's overused, all of that can cause a person to be put in a position where they attract other particles which may not be their soul. So you end up feeling like a split personality. A lot of people say that. Oh, I felt just not even myself anymore. And so when that part of the package of personal qualities or feelings happens, you just feel like something's missing, but you can't put your fingers on it. So a lot of people will go and they will read a lot of self-help books. They'll go to psychologists. They'll go from relationship to relationship looking for really their soul. It's that simple, y'all. They're looking for them. They're looking for that part of themselves, not their higher self now. Their higher self is their higher self. This is the soul. And so what happens is when you start to feel that part of you is missing, I have just chosen, because of the wonderful experiences that I have had, but also I have seen the profound changes in those folks who have had multidimensional soul retrievals. Now, why that is different is that you use a blend of the 13th octave La Ho Chi, which is a about 100 times stronger and more powerful than Reiki. And what's so powerful, when you put all these together, and it takes a tremendous amount of dedication and a tremendous amount of training to really do this in such a way that it is absolutely life-changing. And the reason why I share this with you is because when we see so many folks on this planet that are struggling in life, I know right away that, you know, yes, we have our soul's journey, but I also know that more than likely a soul retrieval would put them on the right track so they would feel that they know who they are, what they're supposed to be doing, and they would be very focused in life. And that's just a general way of, you know, summing it up. It's just that your sense of security can be feeling like it's just gone. And at that point in time, that's the time those points of soul loss can recreate a person who is attracting into themselves parts that are not really them. And it can, it's a lot of the kids today are lost. A lot of situations that you meet people, you can spot them right away that they're losing, you know, they feel a part of them is lost. Now, you know, you would, when you work with me or, you know, working with the soul retrieval, the first thing I would ask you is there a part of you that is missing? You know, it's like, you know, do you feel like you used to be this way and now you're not this way? And I will share with you, I know someone very, very close that went through, I would imagine, if I were to estimate it, probably 15 to 20. It's a big difference between 15 and 20, but actually it was somewhere between those surgeries in this person's life. And she, from the time that I first knew her, she had issues anyway. We all do. But she, from the time that I know her now, she's very, very different, and it's because all those surgeries, she lost fragments of her soul, and then she would gain more back, but they really weren't hers. And it can be very scary for people because they say, well, isn't that a scary process? I have the only people that have, you can go on the online and learn about soul retrievals, but it's always from one perspective. And I want to let you know that there are other perspectives on soul retrieval. Now, on my website at VickiFord.com, and that's VickiFord.com, in the near future, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be really helping everyone to understand what I do, how I do it, and why I do it, because I want you to understand that this is not the traditional way of doing soul retrievals where you go to a drumming circle, or not that you can't have drums around you, it's wonderful, actually, yet it's typically done, you know, one-on-one. It can be done long distance as long as you have a picture. I do best with a picture, and you know, have when you and I work together, we would do it with you knowing that okay, right now is the soul retrieval time, and you would be very comfortable. Sometimes you could do it and while you're sleeping, and I would be doing it, of course, but you would be restful, and you don't want to be cleaning house or anything when you do it this way. And now, I personally had mine one-on-one, and I know someone very close to me that also had it done long distance. So the results are profound, and children can have this done. And I probably will be moving up to the Colorado area in the near future, and will be focusing my practice strictly on that. And it's wonderful because it will not be the shaman way at all. And it doesn't, I'm sure that they do wonderful work, has nothing to do with that. It's just that this is a multidimensional way of doing it. It is a different way of doing it so that you know for sure that everything that has come back to you is pure, clean, and you. And it is very, very, very valuable. And typically, you know, I hear people say sometimes, well, I had a soul retrieval. I'll probably do one in the next couple of months again. And I would say, wow, that's very interesting, because a soul retrieval typically is done once. And you should be able to sustain that with having all of your soul with you and back with you, unless you do drugs, You have a lot of surgeries. You have a traumatic experience that happens. Under those circumstances, you would need to have another soul retrieval. It would not take as long, probably. Not that it takes any long, it's just a couple of hours, although there is much preparation from the therapist part of it, or the counselor, you know, the person who's doing the soul retrieval has much work on their end. But from the person that's receiving it, it's not necessarily, doesn't take that much time about, you know, your life. But, you know, it's not that you're looking around, traveling around looking for it. And I do not recommend that you ever do soul travel or soul retrieval by yourself. It is a joint effort. It requires, you know, a high team of archangels and ascended masters. And it is vital to really have that connection with someone who knows what they're doing. Because when you bring your soul pieces back in, you want to make sure they're yours. You want to make sure that they're properly done. It's very, very important. So I just want to share that with you because, you know, it's very important to go through this life being who you are. Spirit made each and every one of us to be who we are. And to have anyone else's soul fragments in you, or those that have been with someone else who was doing drugs and you end up with them, it's very interesting because I have talked to several people that, and I'm going to be doing a soul retrieval actually on this person. And it was something occurred with them several years back, and they started smoking, and they started having some very difficult times in their life. Now, yes, we have our soul's journey, and yes, we have to go through experiences, but I don't know anywhere that Spirit says we have to suffer and be in pain to do this. I mean, there are ways we can do it without having to go through the extreme suffering of having that occur. And this person actually, excuse me, started smoking and having some very difficult times in their life. And just a moment, I'm going to have to cough. And I suspected right then and there that at that point, due to surgery she had, that she probably... Well, not probably. She lost some of her soul fragments and probably attracted in some during that time period that were not hers. So I suspect very strongly, and you know, I she has free will to do whatever she wants, but I do suspect that she will probably give up smoking. Not that there's anything wrong with it from her viewpoint, but from a health viewpoint and from a financial viewpoint, she would do better without it. She probably would get more job opportunities because, you know, it would, in her situation, it's a specific in situation for her. So I just want to share that with you, how powerful that can be. And you know what's different about the way that I do it? I was trained by excuse me, Brenda Pantango, and she is an expert in this, and she is from the Tallahassee, Florida area. And I believe her business is energetic management, and she has trademark on that. And basically, you know, you're not being asked, folks, to find your soul fragment. You know, a lot of in some different ways of doing soul retrieval, you know, the client has to find that part of them, and the facilitator can give suggestions using the intuition, but that is not how the way that, you know, the different ways that we're doing it, that is not how it is done. That is not up to you to find it. The only aspect of it is that you need to share is, you know, some of the experiences that you have gone through, so that you will know, you know, with the therapist, the person who's doing the soul retriever, what you have had to go through. And so it kind of helps to see, you know, how many fragments were left at that time, and, you know, if some came in, where did they come from, and all of that. But it's not your concern. You don't have to find them. And that's a relief for a lot of people, because they're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do that? Well, that is just that is one way of doing it, but that is not the multidimensional aspect of soul retrieval. So I definitely welcome you to come to my site at VickiFord.com. In about a week or so, I'm going to have a lot of insight for you to focus in on exactly what it is, how it can assist you, and how it can be done You do not have to be here in the North Georgia Mountains to have it done here in my practice. You can be anywhere in the world and we can do it. It doesn't even matter if I do it at 6 o'clock at night and you're asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. There, I am trained to be able to help you with that regardless. And all you have to do is receive. I even help you with that. So I have chosen in the next several months to really focus my practice in doing that. And of course, I will continue to do readings. I will continue to help people in all aspects of abundance counseling, because sometimes, you know, you have to get to a point. It took me years to want to even get to the point where I wanted to do soul retrieval, because I only saw it one way. I only saw it the way that I had always heard that it was. And, you know, at that time, it did not indicate to me to do that. But, you know, you have to remember that there's a time and place for everything. And so your soul is crying out for you. And I'll tell you, you know, how I knew that soul retrieval was for me is every time that I heard the word soul retrieval, it just sort of touched my heart. And lately, you know, right before I did it, I would really just start crying. And I knew that it was my higher self, you know, spirit saying, it's time. It is time to gather everything up and bring yourself back so that you can do the soul journey that spirit is, and you know, that you created you created this before you came in this incarnation. And it's very, very important to be able to do what you came to do. Otherwise, you know, you feel a little distracted, and it's just amazing. And so it's just quite a gift. You know, it's a major action that can change a person's life. And, you know, you shouldn't have to do it many times. Like I say, you know, at the most 3 or 4 times in your life, I can't even imagine even having to do that, unless, again, you had a lot of drug use and you would do something and then you would go back and had some sort of trauma or something, because it is just not something that you know, you can continue to learn more about yourself, but it's so much easier when all of you is together. Now, you know, sometimes soul retrieval or fragmentation integration, you know, they're all different names for it, but the multidimensional soul retrieval is so powerful because you're working in different realms in different ways that are very state of the art, with the energy healing as well. Now, you know, many practitioners of guided imagery or visualization and hypnotherapy believe a fragment of the person's memory takes refuge deep in the subconscious to avoid dealing with the pain and the trauma. Could be, oh, I don't know, the death of a loved one, an auto accident, a failed romance, you know, any like I had mentioned, any kind of abuse. And it, listen, y'all, it can happen at any age. You can have soul fragments leave early on, later on. Some can come back that might not be yours. It can go on and on and on. And, you know, some people believe that a part of their soul or memory literally gets stuck in a time warp at the time of the trauma. And I will tell you that it takes great skill and dedication and compassion to successfully perform this kind of healing work. It is something that you really want to know the person that you're working with is skilled at it, trained, and make sure that their person who trained them is highly, highly attuned. You want them to be in the highest of attunements when this occurs. Now, I just want to share with you a little bit about, you know, just some different aspects of it, so you know you understand. In the shamanic tradition, as I understand it now, they journeyed into non-physical reality to retrieve the fragmented parts of the person's soul. I don't even know that they knew how many soul fragments there are. You know, they believed that a fragmented part of the person had broken away. And so, you know, they would bring segments back of that person, and the person would certainly feel better. But unless, you know, they had the specificity of how many soul fragments were out there, whose they were, where did they come from, how to clean them up, it cannot be as powerful. And that's why the multidimensional soul retriever is so incredible. Now, the shaman was also trained many, many, many years ago to deal with the other aspects of the dark side of the spirit world, including spirits and, you know, who invade the body with these negative intentions. And it's important to know that when the shaman works alone, he takes, as I understand it now, takes responsibility for the soul retrieval and does that. And the client is not necessarily, not really consciously, like they're not out there searching with the shaman. You know, the extraction example could be used if someone's suffering from a broken heart or something, because you do need to have certain extractions done as well. And they may express their pain or betrayal as if someone had stabbed them in the heart or something had happened to them. So journeying into the non-physical reality, that person would return back with the soul fragmentation and perform some sort of ceremony, maybe a drumming ceremony, something like that. And they would, you know, bring all the energies back and all the soul fragments back into the client. And, you know, other people use fragmentation integration where they use guided imagery or visualization. And you know, this process sometimes fascinates people and children alike, because it's sort of like a vision quest, you know, looking for something. It's not done like that in the way that I do it. But I just wanted to share with you the different ways that you know, fragmentation integration can occur. Now, you know what I love about this, talking about it, is that I see so many children as a lawyer working in the juvenile court system and working as a guardian ad litem. I see so many times these children that have been abused and have lost their parents for whatever reason, and they do have that lost sense of not belonging, and I just want to take them and work with them. I hopefully will be able to get my 501c practice together with a very good friend of mine from Montana. And if we can get this going, we'll be able to get funding and grants so that we can help children and adults alike with this type of help, so that they don't have that scatteredness and go through their life, you know, possibly making, you know, if you want to call them mistakes, I don't know if you want to call them that, but, you know, creating experiences for themselves that might not be as comfortable, might not lead them down the right path that they really need to go on if they could have gotten a fragmentation integration, if you can call it that, you know, using different terms for it. It's amazing, because it would be, why have to go through that if you really don't go? You know, you don't need to. And I had a little girl recently that had a soul retrieval. And, you know, she said, just with the most beautiful, heartfelt comment, she said, "I lost my soul a long time ago," and she gave, you know, a specific incident of what happened. And I'm not saying she lost her whole soul, but from her viewpoint, she had lost a lot of her soul in a certain circumstance. And when she got all of herself back, you know, you could see it in her eyes. She didn't really even have to say anything. You could sense it and feel it, and, you know, she became calmer. She became more centered. She studied better. She learned better, and remains so today. I mean, because she's still a child. And it's fascinating to see how easily we can help people, folks, on this planet, especially going into the new era with all the indigo children, the rainbow children, the crystal children. So many of these beautiful souls have experiences because they're wanting to learn how in the world they're going to survive in this planet. And some of them have a difficult time. I would love to take your comments if any of you want to call in and chat about this. Especially those that do this kind of work, I'd love to talk to you. And if you want to kind of get a reading on that to see if, you would need a soul retrieval, I would certainly love to talk to you. And if you can't call in tonight, you know, feel free to go to VickiFord.com and go to my contact page and put in your information and let me know that you're really looking for this. You know, I want to know if this is something that I need. I sometimes wonder if I'm going down the right path. I lose my direction. I don't know where I'm going. And I think it's so fascinating because we can make our lives, y'all, go so well in the physical realm. I mean, it's like, you know, we can go to school, we can seem to be functioning, but deep down in the heart, you know something's missing. You know it, you feel it, you have it. It's like, I know that I can be more of who I am. And it's true, you can. You really can. And so what's so beautiful about doing these multidimensional soul retrievals is that it can bring the heart back to the person where they feel like they can actually go out and be and do and have for themselves what was truly their divine right. It's what they were supposed to do, what they're supposed to be. And when that occurs, I want to just let you know, it is so beautiful to see a child's eyes light up or to see some woman or man who has been struggling in their life, not struggling where maybe they're homeless, but struggling, making things a little bit more difficult than they have to. And it's very interesting because it's the way life's supposed to be. We don't have to struggle in life, y'all. That doesn't have to be the way it is. And you know what I want to share with you also is that when you're going to get readings, and as you know, I do intuitive readings, and I can look at your aura, I can look at your, you know, your situation from a distance. I do not have to be with you. And I can tell right away what's going on, and I can assist you in helping you define your journey, help you find your direction. And then eventually, you know, if you feel ready to do a soul retrieval, then we'll go in and do one. I'm so excited because when I do get, I have already a plan to get a beautiful soul retrieval center up in the north part of Colorado. And it will be close by so that people can come and see and, you know, do it in person, but they also can stay, you know, locally and be having a beautiful area to be a part of. So I have been led through my own soul retrieval and my own journey. I have been led to do this for others because it is touched my heart and it has profoundly affected my life in such a way. And I think that's how we all find our path is we have to find that passion for what we do. And when you find that passion, whatever that may be, whether it be teaching or being a lawyer or being a mom or a dad, whatever you're supposed to be doing, when you get that passion going, you know without a doubt that is what you're supposed to be doing. And I just want to share that with you because there is a person for everyone out there. And I know that there are people out there saying, wow, you know, this sounds like something that I really might need. And I will share with you, call me, you know, go to my website and put in your contact information. And I will give you a free consultation on whether this is something that would benefit you or if you feel like you just need a reading, something like that, that would sort of suffice it temporarily. I have had, and I want to share this with you, I have had hundreds of readings. And I honor each and every one of them because they brought me to where I am. It's just that I was getting a little tired years ago. I'm going back a long, long way. I kind of got tired of having to go to other people for my answers. It was like, wow, will there ever come a time when I can, you know, feel like I can get some of my own answers for myself, which has, of course, led me to the path that I'm on now. And I share that with you because so many of us want to get our own answers. Of course we need guidance and of course we need help. But the stronger that you have your soul intact, the easier it is for you to walk that path path of life. And folks, you know, it's going to be hard enough in life to get things moving. But I tell you, after a soul retrieval, you will find that life becomes simpler, easier, more focused, and things that you thought were important that took up a lot of your time don't take up your time as much because you find that you don't do them anymore. And I came up with some fabulous circumstances for my own home after my daughter and I had experienced this, because there were times that my daughter would get very bored and yet I would be busy, and I wasn't utilizing her. I was just scattered like those Waffle House little pieces of food that you eat. I can't think of what they're called, splattered and shattered and all that kind of stuff. And what's so funny about it, it's not really funny, but all of a sudden, you know, I've started to ask her to do things and it became something for her to enjoy. And, you know, it was more like a partnership of help instead of one person becoming scattered and the other person being bored. And simple little soul retrieval. It's not so simple and it's not that little, but when I say it that way, it is in the scheme of life, because when you look at the years that you can go in your life with misery and not knowing your direction, taking a couple of hours out of your life, a very small fee, making your life finally be focused, direct, and on your way, the way you were supposed to live, that short a time, I mean, that's phenomenal. And I feel that in the new era that has already arrived, well, you know, that we all call it 2012, but the ascension, whatever you want to call it, the mantra of self-ascension, but the truth is that we all started years ago. And as these energies, these higher vibrational energies are coming closer into our planet, they're bringing more and exciting and new information in, which allows those that are interested in learning this to help others with it. It helps those to be able to bring in new pathways of healing. So that it doesn't mean that the old pathways are not good. It just means that with the newer, higher vibrational energies of archangels and ascended masters and many others, that they're bringing in new ways that we can become enlightened, if you may, raising our consciousness. That's very important, and soul retrieval raises your consciousness. Everyone is looking for that these days, to raise their consciousness, because that is you know, the way we move up, the way we ascend, the way we gather on up, and having your full soul is just vital to raising the consciousness. So I really do invite you to come to the website at VickiFord.com and let's talk about what some of the circumstances that you're going through, why in the world you might need to have a soul retrieval, and, you know, to the process. I want to share with you how simple it is, because it's very enlightening. And whether it's from a distance or in person, it is the most beautiful experience that you can ever have, because you feel yourself coming, together, and it's just very, very, very valuable. I want to take Veronica's call from California. How are you, Veronica?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to hear from you. What's going on in California this evening?
I'm good. A little chilly weather, but it's beautiful as can be. I wanted to ask you a question, if I may.
Sure.
Thank you. I just wanted to know what you pick up for me and my boyfriend, and what do you see for us, you know, coming up? Anything stand out to you?
Okay, Veronica, let me just ask you, what is your birthday?
My birthday is June 29.
And what's the year?
84.
1984. Okay, let me just do something here. I want to look at, okay. Yeah, you're in a very very good year this year. You, as far as your boyfriend, what I'd like you to do, because you're going through a lot of mastery right now and learning a lot, and you're going through some enlightenment for yourself. I want you to ask me a specific question about what your concerns are with him, so that I can get a little bit better focus for you. Okay.
Okay.
So what is your specific question?
I just wanted to know when you felt that my boyfriend would come to. I saw him like last weekend or the week not long ago, and we had a conversation. And you know, he said that the next time he comes out, he's gonna basically come and you know meet my family and you know get the ball going. And I wanted to know, how do you feel that going to work out, like just with my family and him, and when do you feel that happening?
Okay, first off, 2 to 3 months, I feel. Yes, I get a very strong yes, Veronica, that is going to work out. I feel in about, let's see, it's probably going to be Christmas. It's around the Christmas holidays, which it feels like it's about 2 months away. That's about right, somewhere around the 2 to 3, right in there. And I feel, now that could be weeks, but I'm sensing it's, let's see. Since it's more
well, because
months.
During the Christmas, like maybe like the first couple of weeks, or maybe like the week of the 13th, I'm going to be out of the country just visiting family. So I hope before then, like, do you feel like it might be before then? He knows that I'm going to be gone within that time, but.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just see. Yeah. First off, I feel very good about this, so I want to share that with you. Now, as far as timing goes, yes, I feel that he can make it come. I feel like he can come out there earlier. He could also come when you come back, but you're wanting him more to come before you leave is what I'm feeling.
Yeah, so, well, because he knows that my father is going to kind of stick around a little bit more over, you know, when you know in the other country just for a little bit, and that's the person he needs to get a hold of. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Okay, this is what I would suggest you do, Veronica. I would suggest that you just get a specific timing that you want him to come, which would be, what, early December? Is that about right?
Yeah, like Thanksgiving, early December. I'm praying for that time, I hope.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling that would be. Now, that is approximately, 4 weeks from now, 4 to 5 weeks. So, you know, you're looking at between two. Can he come before Thanksgiving? Is that
he definitely can. But he can. I just, do you see him? Do you feel that he's?
Well, I'll tell you where I'm sensing. Let me tell you what the time period that I'm sensing in. Let me just check this out for you. But I am sensing that he will probably be there. Let me just check this. Probably before Thanksgiving, he can make it after Thanksgiving, right in that time period. Maybe even up until the first week in December. But I'll tell you what I get is from November, approximately November 15th through around December 7th. That would probably be the best time for him to come during times. That's what I'm getting. A resounding yes on, and I'm getting confirmation on that. So I feel very strong about this relationship without even knowing his name or anything. I feel very good about it. And I feel another thing too I wanted to share with you, that your trip that you're going on is, this is going to be very magic for you. This is good. This is very good. Oh. You've got
it's gonna be a family trip. Like it's gonna be like a family like reunion, basically. Like family I haven't seen in like the Middle East, so it's gonna be lovely. Do you feel like my boyfriend is gonna try to want to come? Like everywhere I go, he kind of tries to see if he can kind of like come along. But I want him to kind of like come correct first and get to know my family before you know he comes somewhere else and I have to kind of like sneak out to see him. You know what I mean?
I don't sense that is the right thing for him to come this trip. I think there will be a
time.
I don't sense this. Let me just share something, getting off of that subject for just a moment, Veronica. What I'm sensing right now is that there will be a time when he will meet. But at this point, this is about your journey. There's some magical, when I say magical, I love that word because you are going through a life mastery this year with your birthday starting in June, and you have a lot to learn for yourself. And this is about your time. There are going to be some of your family members that are going to bring some new insight to you that you don't either know or haven't seen. And I almost sense it just feels magical. I mean, and I feel like this is your time. And I feel that you need to stay focused on you. And that's what I'm sensing. So
Okay, can
no,
I ask?
I don't get that he's gonna, he may ask.
Good.
But you know what? This is a time, Veronica, for you to keep your boundaries in. Be very firm. Like, you know what? I know that my family would love you, but I haven't been with them for a while, and this is a trip that I'm gonna need to take. You know how to say it. You'll be
No,
fine
you're
with that.
absolutely right.
So,
May I ask you, like, after he gets to meet my family, when he does, like, how long do you feel my dad will finally be easy on him? Because I feel like he might give him like a kind of like a hard time. You know, even if I bring the President of the United States, my dad is still going to give him a hard time. You know,
It's
even
good.
bothered.
His
So I just
family
want to know
loves
when.
you. And your question is, will your dad continue to give him a hard time? Is that what you're
Yeah, like basically, when do you feel like, you know, basically when he comes to meet my family, it's like he's gonna get to know them. When do you feel like my dad is like, okay, I accept you in, and I get a physical ring from him, like a, like, okay, we're engaged.
I don't think your dad's going to just buy right into him. I think that he's going to want to see how long the relationship lasts. So the answer for that is no, I don't necessarily think he's going to just open his arms right away. I feel like it probably will take, let me just check this out. You must really like this guy for
I
you to
love
be
him.
doing
Like,
that.
I've been with him. It's going to be 5 years at the end of this year.
Okay, this is what I'm picking up, and I feel that on the second time that you get a chance to meet him, your father, I mean, I feel like that point in time when your father knows that after he's met him now, okay, he's going to, he has a plan here. Your dad's very smart. He knows what he's doing. And I feel that maybe on the second time that he meets him or a little later, he will be a little bit more receptive, but not as quickly probably as you would like. I don't feel that. I don't feel he's just going to do it right away. I just don't. And it's okay because you know, he's doing that for you. It's not that he's being rude or ugly or anything. It's just his way of doing it. And
I
he loves
totally
so yeah, he loves you so much. And listen, I'm going to tell you, your dad doesn't want anything to happen to you. And I think what he's doing right now, and this is just my perceptions on this with your boyfriend, is I think he's saying, you know what? I'm letting you know, whatever your boyfriend's name is, that I'm her dad and I'm going to always be your dad. And that whoever gets her as a wife, you better treat her good. And I think he's holding firm to making whoever this man is that marries you, he's saying, you're going to hold your ground. And he's standing there very firmly. He gives in too soon. He'd be in his from his viewpoint, Veronica. He becomes weak. He becomes weak. And so that's what he's doing. It's very clear to see. So, you know what?
You
All I
pick up.
can tell you is I feel a lot of angels and archangels around you. I feel very good about what you're doing. And I feel just hold your discernment, your boundaries about going by yourself over there. Well, not by yourself, but without him, and he'll be fine. This is a great journey for you. You're going to come back different, Veronica. You're going to come back
Thank
more
you.
enlightened, and you'll be safe over there too. So, listen, I want to thank you so much for calling into the show, and be sure and go to
You.
my website at vickyford.com. Put your contact in so I can let you know about some new changes that are coming up so you can be a part of that, okay?
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Enjoy all of your new experiences, okay?
You
That's
too.
great.
Bye-bye.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And I want to share with you that When you're going through life experiences and things become very unclear, one of the best ways to help yourself is to put your own discernment in and your own boundaries in. And, of course, getting back to the soul retrieval, when you get your boundaries in within your own life, your soul is back with you, it is very, very powerful because you're able to put boundaries in. You have your own boundaries in. And I do want to tell you that when I talk about the soul, I am not talking about the higher self. The higher self cannot get fragmented. The higher self is that other part of you that's on the other visible side of you know, the earth, if you may, or that visible side. You can't see it, but you can feel it, sense it, and communicate with your higher self, but it is not the same as the soul. So I just want to share that with you. I do want to invite you over the weeks to be sure and come to the VickiFord.com site. So let me get to know you. And, you know, listen to my video. I have a video on there that tells you a little bit about what I do. And I'll have a little bit more data on the soul retrievals in the next couple of weeks because I'm redoing some of my my website. And I also want to remind you that when you are doing a soul retrieval, it's not anything that you need to be concerned about as far as what you have to do. All you have to do is be able to receive. And through my training with the spiritual energy dynamics person, the Robert Tum, who founded that, you know, I can help you with that. I can help you open up your ability to receive so that it becomes more powerful for you. So don't worry about all that. This isn't about that. This is about getting your life going in a way that you can spend, doesn't matter if you're 15, 30, or even 65 or 70. It's time to start your life the way that you were meant to have your life. And it's a very, very, very wonderful process. I want you to just come to the VickiFord.com site, go to the contact page, let me know about what you need. If you know, want to do a reading just to kind of get the direction that you need to go in, I'll be glad to do that with you. And I just really want to, I'm here to serve. This is my soul's journey, is to serve and inspire. And I want to do that in the very best way, in the most powerful way that I can, to assist those that need help. And always know that you're deeply loved and you have spiritual guides all the way around you. And I want to share with you that if you feel that we need to look at some of your spiritual guides to make sure that they're all positive, I would love to work with you on that, because we can also do that in the retrieval, in the soul retrieval, to make sure that all the guides that are working with you are all on the same team and they're all working together, so that you're going down one path with one you, being you, going down that one path in a very directed, targeted, beautiful manner, so that you don't get scattered and having to go in directions that cause a lot of issues. And I will share with you that since I've been doing soul retrieval work, that I'm not tired anymore. I mean, as tired as I was tonight and you know, traveling and doing all the work that I do, I feel wonderful because I'm not scattered. My energies aren't scattered, so they're not out there doing 100 different things. They're very focused. And I got what I needed to do when I needed to do it. I get it done. And it's such a profound change, because I tended to be very scattered and very off in all different kinds of directions. So I just want to thank you so much for listening in to the Vicki Ford Show this evening. Be sure and tune in next week on Halloween. I am going to be having Robert Tum. He was on at an earlier show, but we got such a great response from it, I wanted to have him back on. So we're going to have that show on the 31st of October. So be sure and tune in. You're going to learn a lot about energy, a lot about discernment, how to pick a healer, how, you know, to know what to do here and know what to do there. And so I really welcome you to tune in next Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, to the Vicki Ford Show with special guest Robert Tum from the Spiritual Energy Dynamics down in Florida. So have a beautiful week. And again, thank you for tuning in to the Vicki Ford Show. Talk to you next week. Good night.